Well, we're here with Nancy Berry, who I know is been in the community for a long time and serving the community for a long time. How many years now has it been in College Station?
34.
Yeah, my goodness. And how did you come into contact with Ronald McDonald House Charities?
Well, I've known about Ronald McDonald Houses for a long time. They do great work, and known Katie. And she did a shout out that she was joining Ronald McDonald Charities and asked if I could help. And I got invited to be on the advisory board, and I'm delighted to serve in that capacity.
Now, I know you've obviously worked in all different sorts of facets for all different groups here in College Station. And maybe you could speak a little bit to the need. Have you noticed a need for these type of services here before?
Absolutely. When my son was born, he had surgery at 2.5 weeks, and we were living in Richmond, Virginia, and there was not a Ronald McDonald House there, and it certainly would have been appreciated had it been available to me and my family. And so I know what it's like to have a sick child, and you're just so worried about your child and everything else, you really can't think about the things you need to be thinking about to take care of yourself and to feed your family and where you're going to house them and can you afford a hotel to be near your child. And it's just really, it's a tough situation, and the fact that we can help those parents and families out is just great.
One of the big things we keep saying is keeping families close, which is kind of the mission
of
Ronald McDonald House Charities. And I know what a tremendous asset that is. And I know that as the community grows and our medical community grows, we're only going to need it more and more.
Yeah. When I was board chairman of the Med, we opened the NICU unit, and it was filled almost immediately because we have, you know, preemies and babies that are sick, and that just filled a need that was here. And I know that Scott and White has a NICU unit, and so does St. Joseph now, and all of them are busy because we do have underweight, premature, ill children that are born in this community every day.
And I know this is one of those things that that is completely funded from contributions.
Correct. From
which we've got an amazing amount of sponsors that have come up throughout this whole process, and a lot of people have called and donated. But why is it so important for people to continue giving to causes like Ronald McDonald House Charities?
Well, because the need is ongoing. There's children that are born every day, and every day there's a need for the services that Ronald McDonald Charities provides.
Mayor Berry, thank you so much for coming in today.
Now, it's my pleasure, and I encourage everyone to give and give generously to Ronald McDonald House Charities.
And if you
worthwhile.
If you want to give, the number is 1-877-335-KIDS. That's 1-877-335-5437. We've got room on the phone lines for you right now. All you got to do is call. They'll take you through the whole donation process, and all the money stays right here at Bryan College Station.